Greg Sears is the board chair of the Alberta Wheat Commission, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Greg, thank you very much for joining us today. With the Alberta Wheat Commission, how are things going as a little bit of an icebreaker here, especially now that harvest is underway?
Well, I think the commission staff are doing a great job of keeping things going. It's a really busy time in agriculture for people to run the commissions. There's lots of issues coming up and lots of activities going on. So the board, the farmer directors are all pretty happy to have really good staff working in the office right now.
Greg, I know that prices have taken a little bit of a beating over the last little while, especially during this summer. Do you have any idea as to why that has happened?
Well, I don't think it's unexpected. You know, I think the historic highs that we've seen in the last year are really the result of you know, several factors all coming together at one time. We've had the unrest in the Ukraine. We've had historic droughts in Canada and some parts of the world. You know, inflationary pressures in all sorts of sectors of the economy. And all those things have come together at once to result in the record high commodity prices. So, you know, I think, you know, we've seen perhaps an indication of maybe some settling of the tensions around the world and return to more normal yields, certainly in Canada. So it's not unexpected that we would see some downward pressure.
Having said that, Greg, on the other side of the coin, how much has Mother Nature helped this growing season, especially with drought over the last 2 years and with COVID?
I think in the Peace Country, you know, we had some pretty major weather extremes last year, especially the heat. We didn't see that this year. We didn't get a lot of moisture in sections of the Peace, certainly in the South Peace where we're at, which didn't give us, you know, a bumper crop, but it certainly brought us closer to normal. And we're all, I think, very thankful we've got the fall that we've got right now, kind of unprecedented harvest conditions, which is helping the stress level and producing a really high-quality crop.
Yeah, how much does mental health play in this, especially with the fact that this season has been a better growing season than past?
Well, as a farmer, you have so few things that are within your control. So when Mother Nature cooperates and gives you favorable weather conditions, that's one of those things that you don't have to worry about. And with the good prices and prospects of decent yields, you know there's a pathway to a profitable year. So I think that all takes some weight off producer's shoulders.
You yourself, Greg, I believe you're a farmer in the Sexsmith area. How have things been going, I guess, for you and some of your colleagues around the area?
I think harvest is progressing very well. A lot of the neighbors are nearing completion with just a few late patches to go in the fields, specifically canola. I think yields were pretty good. I don't think it's a bumper crop, but it's in the average range and very high quality, which is nice. Not a lot of problems harvesting, no grain to dry. It's been a pretty nice fall harvest.
This nice harvest, do you think it will help possibly boost costs in the wheat, in the wheat and barley sectors?
I guess on the input side, We're hoping that we've seen the plateau of the highs and we're going to return closer to normal levels. We haven't seen it yet, but I think there's that hope. And also supply chain challenges that have been happening the last couple of years will hopefully get ironed out a bit and help moderate the costs. I think, you know, we're definitely going to be able to maximize our revenue because of the quality of the crop. And that's a bonus for us.
With the Alberta Wheat Commission, I guess in the Peace region as well, as far as the Wheat Commission is concerned, have you got any projects coming up?
The biggest thing going on right now with the Alberta Wheat Commission is a plebiscite coming up here in October to formally amalgamate the Alberta Wheat and the Alberta Barley Commissions. Hmm. They've been operating with a shared management structure for several years now, using the same staff and able to optimize the costs by cooperating in that way. And, you know, we've had lots of people indicate, and this happened through a resolution about a year ago, that wanted to move that forward more and see us actually formally amalgamate. And that would save lots of costs of redundant things like annual reports and audit fees and things like that.
In your crystal ball, or peering into your crystal ball, I guess, Greg, how do you think things are looking heading into fall, winter, and 2023?
I think conditions vary throughout the region and the province. Certainly in the South Peace, we are looking for some rain quite desperately. It's been a dry year, and going into fall work, the soil is very dry, and we could really benefit by a good substantial rain going into fall work. I think there's still pretty good optimism. Crop prices, I think, are still above historic levels. A little bit of concern about the cost of inputs, fertilizer and such. But I think generally there's more optimism than we've seen in several years.
Greg Sears is the board chair of the Alberta Wheat Commission. He joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Greg, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.